Sweetie, can you come in here, please? Well, don't just stand in the doorway. Come here. Come here. We need to talk about your behavior this morning. Hey, don't look at the floor when mommy is talking to you. I want full eye contact. Gosh, look at you. You're really starting to get small. I'm sitting down, and I'm still a few inches taller than you. What did we last measure you at? 4'6"? So small. Of course, I've also grown quite a bit. I'm a full 2 feet taller than you now. But even so, you just look so little. My scrawny, tiny, adorable husband. Too adorable, in fact. I'm getting distracted. And you're not getting out of trouble just by looking cute. Come sit on mommy's lap so we can talk. Go on, climb up. There you go. Get seated, nice and comfy on mommy's thigh. You're almost eye level with me now. Here, let me just bring my legs together. Squish your shrimpy little legs between my soft, pillowy thighs. I don't think you could get them free if you tried now, sweetie. Now, I know this has been a difficult adjustment period. I know it's been scary for you, losing your height inch by inch, getting a little smaller every time I make you come. Watching me grow just a little taller, a little more full-figured off of every bit of size you lose. I know how stressful it's been. You're getting smaller, weaker, frailer, which is exactly why I decided that I would take care of you from now on. That I'd be your mommy. That I would protect and nurture you as you shrink. We're more than just husband and wife now, darling. We're something deeper than that. But mommy can't take proper care of her baby if he doesn't obey her. And for the most part, you have obeyed me. After all, you agreed to be my little boy from now on. I don't think you'd have done that if you didn't like having me boss you around, would you, sweetheart? Oh, look at you blushing. Ugh, I'm supposed to be disciplining you. Stop being so cute. You've generally been a very well-behaved boy for me, but for some reason, there's just one rule you keep breaking. No matter how many times I tell you, no matter how much I chastise you, you keep calling me by my name. That's not how you refer to me anymore, sweetie. It's inappropriate and disrespectful. Do not interrupt me when I am speaking. The only name I should ever hear you call me by is Mommy. You know that I expect that of you, and yet you keep disobeying. I gave you some leeway at the start, since I knew it might take some time to get into the habit. But that excuse doesn't work anymore. To tell you the truth, I thought we'd finally sorted this out after the last time. You promised me that you would only call me Mommy from now on, remember? And yet, this morning at the grocery store, you called me by my name. Why did you do that? You can speak now. Explain yourself. You were embarrassed. You were worried other people might hear you. So, what you're saying is, you value other people's opinions of you more than you value mine. No, that's exactly what you just said. You disobeyed me. You disrespected me because you were concerned about random strangers having a lower opinion of you. That's not a good answer, darling. I've been thinking all afternoon about what I could do to punish you. I mean, the most obvious answer was a spanking. You're so little and weak now, it wouldn't take any effort at all to yank those pants down, throw you over my knee, and smack, smack, smack. You'd be powerless to stop me. And since my words don't seem to be able to get through to you, maybe my hand could. That's exactly what I was planning to do when we left the store. I had to fight the urge to do it right there in the car. But, well, to tell you the truth, I just don't have it in me to do that to you. You're too adorable, too precious. Maybe it makes me a bad mommy, but I don't think I could take hurting you like that. So I've been trying to think about how else to handle this. Really, punishing you isn't the point. The point is to teach you, to make you understand mommy's rules deep down so that you could stop breaking them. I've been trying to figure out exactly why my baby is having such a hard time obeying this rule, and I think I finally got it. I think you've got a silly idea in that little head of yours that you still need to be a big boy, taking on big boy responsibilities. Obeying mommy is all well and good when she wants to take control in bed, but really and fully submitting, giving yourself over to someone else's control, that's not what big boys do, right? You feel like you need to keep assuring yourself that you're a big boy, that you and I are still equals. And that's why you just can't let go of using my name. But sweetheart, you're not a big boy anymore. You're a little boy. A little, little boy. And you're getting littler every single day. Every single time you come, you get just a little smaller. Make me just a little bigger. And mommy loves it because she doesn't want you to be a big boy. She loves you this way. Small, obedient, cuddly. And I've seen the way you light up when I ruffle your hair or praise you for doing as you're told. I see the way you blush when I pick you up, when I tease you about how small you're getting. I think you love being a little boy too. I think you love being this way far more than you ever loved the big, strong man you used to be. But I also think you're ashamed of loving your new self, your true self, because of all those big boy thoughts you're still holding on to. I think if what I want is to teach you how to properly behave, I need to help you shed all those nasty big boy thoughts. It's not right for you to shame yourself for giving in to mommy or trying to resist me. Not when submitting makes you feel so, so good. Let's start by reminding you just how good mommy can make you feel. Let me just... Oh, it's so cute how you got all anxious as soon as I reached for the fly of your pants. There's nothing to be nervous about, sweetie. Mommy's just going to unbutton you and start playing with your little balls. Does that feel good? Mommy's soft, warm hand cradling you, gently massaging you. What about now, with my long, freshly manicured nails gliding ever so softly over the surface of them? Oh, look at you squirm. It almost feels too good, doesn't it? Precious. Like too much to take. But you can't escape me. All you can do is surrender to mommy's excruciating pleasure. Uh-oh. What's mommy doing now? Her hand is creeping upward. Fingers feeling around for her baby's cock. So hard already. My goodness, it's shrunken right along with the rest of you. Pretty soon it's going to be hard to get a good grip on it. Not today, though. Today, I've got it all wrapped up in my fingers. I'm pumping it up and down, up and down, nice and slow. Does it feel good, baby? Are you relaxed? Oh, good, good. In a moment, you're going to have to do something for me. And it's not going to be very easy. So for now, I want you nice and relaxed. Up and down. Up and down. Nice and slow. Nice and gentle. Like I'm rocking a baby to sleep. Oh, you just tensed up a little. What's wrong? Oh? You thought about how, if I make you come, you're going to get smaller, yeah? Poor baby. That's a big boy thought, trying to intrude on this nice little moment between you and your mommy. Don't worry, my darling boy. It's not going to stop me. I'm going to keep pumping and pumping and pumping. Nice and slow and gentle. There's no reason to be scared of getting littler and weaker. The smaller you get, the more helpless you are, and the more you have to rely on mommy. Don't you like relying on mommy, sweetheart? It's a good thing that you're going to get smaller because it's what mommy wants. And what mommy wants is the only thing you have to care about anymore. Up and down. Up and down. No, listen to all those little moans and whines. My poor, poor baby. It's not quite as relaxing now, is it? You can feel a climax building up, can't you? You want to come, even though it's going to make you smaller. That's good, sweetheart. That's very good. It means that the big boy thoughts are losing. Oh, but mommy isn't letting you come yet. She won't let go. But her motions are so slow that they're just not enough to take you over the edge, are they? I can feel you squirming, trying to buck your little hips into my hand. But it's no use. I've got my other arm wrapped tightly around you, and your legs still trapped between my thighs. You can't go anywhere. But don't worry, sweetie. Don't worry. Mommy's going to let you come. You just have to do something for her first. Something to prove your dedication to being her little boy. Something to chase those big boy thoughts away. Can you do that for me, Pumpkin? Yeah? Oh, you're so sweet. While Mommy continues to pump you, nice and slow, I want you to take out your phone. Go on, good boy. Now, you have your boss's phone number saved, don't you? Go ahead and pull it up. You're going to give him a call, and when he picks up, I'm going to whisper in your ear exactly what to say. And you're going to repeat it word for word. Okay? No, sweetie. Of course I won't stop stroking you. What kind of mommy would I be if I neglected your poor little cock like that? I don't like that look on your face, sweetie. If you don't do as mommy says, she'll kick this up all day long. I've got nothing else to do today. The only item on my agenda is training my little boy to be more obedient. If you pitch a fit, then we'll sit here for hours with me pumping up and down and up and down. Feel how it got even slower? Can you really take that? I think you'd better do as mommy tells you. There you go. Good boy. I hear it ringing. Now remember, you're going to say exactly what I tell you to, no matter what. Oh, he's picking up. Hello, sir. I'm sorry to bother you on your day off. I have something very important to discuss with you. My mommy says I'm not allowed to have a job anymore, so I have to resign. Go on. Say it. Say it. Good boy. No, sir. It's not a joke. My mommy says it's inappropriate for a little boy like me to have a job. She says that good little boys let their mommies take care of them. Sweetie, you need to say it. He's waiting for you to answer him. You say it right now, little boy, or I will never let you come again for the rest of your life. Good boy. I understand, sir, and I'm sorry for disappointing you. Goodbye. Go ahead and hang up now, sweetheart. Oh, good boy. You're such a good boy. Oh, are you upset? It's okay, sweetie. Here, let mommy make it better. Do you feel me speeding up? Getting a little faster? a little faster. Up and down, up and down, faster and faster. Here we go, here we go. Are you ready? Are you ready to come for mommy? Then do it, sweetheart. Blow your little load all over mommy's lap and shrink for me. Come, baby, come and shrink. Oh, I can actually feel you getting lighter in my lap. You're shrinking more than you usually do. Oh. And I'm growing. I can feel the chair shifting beneath me. My hips are starting to press into the armrests. I'm going to get so big, big and strong, so I can take care of my little boy. Oh, my precious baby. I can hold you even tighter against me now. And now you really are dependent on me, just like you should be. We'll chase all those big boy thoughts away, one at a time, until you accept that you are completely mine. What a good boy, my sweet, adorable, perfect little boy. Well, not perfect. You could still stand to be a bit smaller.